Guys, what's up? It's Kate. This is Date Fails. Woo! We're back and we have a sponsor today. Thank you, Quip. Quip for supporting Date Fails. One of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing our teeth, yet many of us don't do it properly. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/datefails, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. All right, let's do this. Oh, we're on. Yay! What's up, guys? It's Kate. This is Date Fails. We're here at All Things Comedy again. It's the same day as last time. I'm wearing the same thing.
Yeah.
Jack, you look amazing.
Thank you. Like the shoes and the shirt.
Yeah, you can't see his shoes. Jack came in with some kind of white substance. No one knows what it is on his mustache. So what happened today? Did you blow somebody on the way here?
It's called the chapstick. Okay. Because I blew somebody.
Good one, Jack. Good one, Jack. You guys, I'm excited about my guest today. God, I can't believe you haven't done it yet, actually.
Neither can I.
I've known you how long? How long have we known each other?
I've known you. I remember the first time I talked to you, which was at, it was at that bar.
The Den?
The Den, when I was on cocaine. Last time I did cocaine. And
No, you were not.
Yes, I was.
Well, I have some cocaine now.
It was because what's his face's birthday. I'm not going to name names, but
he
had a birthday party at the W on the rooftop, and that was the last time I did cocaine.
That was Dre's back then.
Was that no? I don't know. Was that what the club was called?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, but
whose birthday was it?
I can't say because I'm not gonna. I'll tell you off air.
That's fine.
Great way to start, guys.
Condoleezza Rice, guys. Yeah. It was Condoleezza Rice. I was at, you know.
Yes, Condoleezza Rice. That was a great party. Lots of blow. Oh, my God. That's right. Okay, wait. I knew you. So, first of all, my guest today, God, you're a comedian. Now you're like a executive producer.
Thank you very much.
And he's got a new podcast called The 500 with Josh Adam Myers. I want to talk about, guys, Josh Adam Myers.
Hi, everybody. It's long overdue to be here with the two of you.
I know. Now, I do remember that night because...
Oh, I threw games strong.
You did not throw games.
Yes, I did.
I don't remember it like that at all.
Because that was when I was like, who's this Kate Quigley girl? I was like, because I started seeing you on flyers and I was like, you know, obviously you know you're beautiful. So it was just like, and you were doing well. And so that was the first meeting.
What year was this?
I remember our
2014,
meeting.
May 2014.
That's 5 years ago.
Yeah. Is it real? Was it really?
I'll remember that. And then we talked again after that at the Hollywood Improv.
But see, I remember it so differently because I remember meeting you as, actually, this is how I ended up kind of liking you, because I knew who you were. I thought you were cute the first night we met. And then I remember you saying, like, not to do all the hot photos I was posting, not to do the bikini photos, which is something that, like, every guy in comedy would say to me. Like, don't post all
the photos. That's so rude of me that I would say that. No. To think back about that now, I apologize.
No, it's okay. But the reason I ended up liking you, because when anyone would say that to me back then, I would just kind of go, yeah, I get it. Like, every guy says this.
Yeah, just DM them to me.
Right? I mean,
send them
Costco, baby. I want them in bulk. I want them in bulk.
Yeah, but then the reason that I liked you was because I remember you then later being like, I shouldn't have said that. That was stupid. I didn't, whatever. What I like about you is you're really open. Like, you aren't one of those people that, like, can't apologize or can't admit if you think you were wrong. Like, and that to me is, like, a really good quality. So it didn't bother me.
I think that, you know, for me, when I met you, that was, like, right at the time where I was realizing the things that I could say have some sort of an impact, you know, and people listen to what you say sometimes. It's stupid that they do. So, you know, thinking back now, if I apologize then, I'm very happy.
Oh, that's okay.
No, I'm very happy, but it's just, that's never somebody's place to tell somebody what to do with what they want to do.
Yeah, but you were saying it from a place of, like, I think you were genuine. I think anytime someone would say that to me, usually it was coming from a place of genuine, like, they thought, oh, this could hurt your career. Like, you were saying it in a way to be nice. You weren't trying to be, like, an asshole about it.
No, but I can never be. I love you.
I know. I love you, too.
Should I leave? I want to leave.
All right, Jack, you can go. Just kidding. But anyway, but yeah, and then, I do remember seeing you at the Improv. We always meshed.
We're meshers. Me and Jack too, but it's different.
Yeah.
Like Jack, I want to murder half the time.
Yeah, me too.
But in a good way. I take Jack on the road with me. I used to let Jack stay in my room.
Yeah.
On the road.
How was that?
I had to kick him out eventually.
Yeah, she's a vegan.
No, I'm not. He gets up so fucking early. Yeah. He gets up at like 6 a.m.
Well, that's good, actually. What you're supposed to, that's what I get up.
Ew, it's terrible. Yeah. You're a comedian. Yeah, what are you doing?
I go to bed every night at 11 p.m., 11 and 12, and then I
wait. Do you really?
Unless I have like a late spot, I'm usually in bed between 11 and 12, and I wake up around 7 at the latest.
Yeah.
How do you fall asleep that early?
I just do literally, I'm at the age now at 39 where once I lay down, I'm out. Yeah, it's just what happens.
Watch
naturally.
Netflix comedy specials and knock out.
I have the hardest time sleeping. I cannot sleep. Like I try everything. I took melatonin, Xanax, Ambien, edibles.
You're just amped. You have your energy. It's just like super like you're just like going. And that's why you're successful.
She's
always working.
Yeah, like,
you are.
When we were in Florida, I'm like I kept looking over. I'm like sleeping. I wake up in the night. She's like on her phone. Like I'm like, dude,
I can't help
put
it.
The phone down.
I forget who I was talking to you about. They asked me what I was doing today, and I mentioned I was doing your podcast, and they were like, "That fucking girl works, man. Like you're,
that's sweet.
Yeah." So it's
so
it's,
do you,
yeah. But I think like there's different like you're the working that you do and the working that I do. Like I work literally from home. Like everything I do is just working at home, and then when I go out and do spots, it's like I show up, I do my shit, and I'm fucking out. Like
yeah.
I am. That's my goal, is to work harder at home. And then when I go out, it's this. But I've also been doing this, you know, 11 years now. I have a dog, and I don't want to do anything. You
your
know?
Dog. You love your dog.
More than anything
in
the world.
I know, it's so cute.
More
than anything. It's like a child.
I love that dog. I didn't want to leave. I was, like, getting ready to leave. Usually I'm at home this whole time, and it was just tough, man.
It was tough to leave the dog?
I know. No, I just love her, man. I love her to death.
Like, you could have brought her.
I thought about that, but Lekka would be, it depends on her energy. Like, I ran her today, but she could, it's a Doberman, everybody, so it's a 70-pound
His
Doberman
dog is
pincher.
Huge.
She's, oh, miniature.
No, she's big.
Oh.
She's
a, didn't you bring
70-pound
your...
man. That'd be the fattest fucking dog in the world,
like Amir K's dog?
I haven't seen it, but I've heard.
I haven't seen Amir's. What is Amir's?
Amir's dog is like the wiener dog.
Oh, oh, that's right.
But it's
really
see
Amir's.
Fat.
That's right.
It's just
I got,
no exercise. It's a little crab cake. Yeah.
Wait, you brought your dog to Brad Williams' house that one time, didn't you?
I did.
And him and your dog and his dog, I thought they were going to like kill each other. It was like when animals attack.
In all honesty, it's his dog. It's not my dog.
Really?
Like, I have... So, all right. So, you guys have known me for a long time. And I think when I got Lekka, knowing I was getting a Doberman, I wanted to make sure I showed everybody how much change has gone on in my life by making this dog perfect. So, I hired a dog trainer. Like, I spent a lot of money. You know, I love talking about money I spent. But I spent a lot of money.
I give Josh so much shit because every time I see him, I'm like, how's life? He's like, I'm making so much money. I'm like, stop talking about money.
It's so stupid. It's just, but literally, I wanted to make sure that dog was an extension of me. So, I hired a dog trainer, and I mean, I worked her. Also, when I got her, I was very depressed and I was isolating, so I wasn't leaving the house. This is after the show taped. So that was when I was just like, I literally like didn't do spots, just stayed inside.
After the goddamn comedy jam?
After the goddamn comedy jam.
Why were you depressed?
Because I hadn't dealt with losing my friend Angelo, and I was sober, but I wasn't doing anything to fix myself. I was just not using. And I was depressed. So I was dating a girl that was depressed. And so we just stayed inside and we didn't do anything. And then I got the dog. And once I broke up with that girl, like that was when I was like, okay, now I'm able to like go out and be myself. And then I started like working on myself and doing all the meditation and the fucking self-help books and all the LA.
Me too. That's what I've been doing the last year.
Really?
Yeah, that's all I've been doing. I'm the happiest I've ever been.
Good.
I'm so happy.
Well, we talked not too long ago and you were saying things about how you're focusing on yourself and I remember that was like a definite change in how you had been before.
I think that there is a point in this business for anyone who's in it, because this business can make you nuts. I mean, it can just, there's so many highs and lows and plateaus and so much. And if you're not doing drugs, the adrenaline of this business is the same. It's just, I feel like if you don't work on yourself at some point, you won't last.
No,
you'll go crazy.
Everybody has their moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where this town is just beating you and taking that special thing about yep. you and just really just sheltered it and made it dimmer. Somebody said something to me once, and there's two things. One girl said to me, your light burns so bright, but you have it on dim.
Wow.
And that really affected me. And then
that's
the deepest shit, dude. And then at my CrossFit gym, there was a girl. I gotta talk about this because this
spent a lot of money at CrossFit gym.
It's $180 a month, guys. It's $180 a month.
That's a
but
lot
that's on
of money.
Deal. That's on deal though. That's on deal. It would be $225, but everybody always wants to hook me up, so I'm $180.
Oh yeah.
But this. So there's this Serbian girl that works out there, and she wears like all black and like rock T-shirts, and her name's Andrea, and I love her to death. She's so funny. Not athletic at all, and they're having this CrossFit.
Ouch.
They're having this. She knows it. If she heard this,
Andrea,
she would be like, no, dude, it's literally Borat voice.
But she's at CrossFit.
She is at CrossFit, but it's a lot of people do it because it's just because
they've been suckered into the cult.
100%. They don't know, and they have no cartilage in their knees. But I go to this like CrossFit. I don't call it picnic, but it was like they do like during the open, they have like every gym like shuts down at like 6 o'clock. They don't do classes. They just have people running whatever the CrossFit open workout is. And then they record it and they think they're being a part of this huge thing. When in actuality, it's like none of these people are athletes or I'm going to be moving on to the regionals and then the finals.
I've heard of this. You guys have like tournament.
There's a big one called the CrossFit Open. That's
bring it
like,
on.
Yeah, that's like where everybody can feel like they're a part of this huge thing.
Wow.
And at the gym I go to in Hollywood, the guy that owns it makes these incredible wings from Baltimore. Okay, he makes like Baltimore style wings, so they're like wings with like Old Bay. And I do not do the open; I just show up and I literally eat 40 wings.
Is there a bouncy house at this thing?
There's no.
Because I will come.
But they all like get together. It's like fellowship afterwards, and everybody drinks. And so I hate that. That's not what. Yeah, you'd love it. Oh my god, that's all you. You'd be like.
I like that. There's like a drinking part, and you're like, Kate's in.
You're like that's fuck. Oh, I know. They're playing beer pong. They're having a great time.
I do like
you
beer
would
pong.
Fucking, they would love you.
I don't drink
you.
Beer, but I like the pong section.
You'd be doing straight tequila
pong.
The fuck, yeah.
That's my game.
But this is what this girl says to me, because I show up and I'm eating the wings, and she says to me, she goes, Joshua, you are a very interesting person. And I'm like, oh, how so, Andre? And she goes, well, sometimes you come into class and it is like you are so happy and the energy of the universe is coming through you and you are so funny and you're helping us with our lifts and you are just the nicest person I've ever met. And then she pauses and then she goes, but then other times it is like hearing the sound of our voice makes you want to put us to death in a Siberian prison. And I was like,
wow,
fuck. And that was when I saw that I have two different sides. When I'm not feeling good energetically, I push it onto other people. Like I turn off everything and I just like I don't hate these people, even though I think CrossFit's kind of douchey. They're all nice people. Yeah. Like they're not assholes. And I show up with a chip on my shoulder. And from her saying that was the thing that made me like really analyze who I am.
That's so interesting because I have never, I'm not saying this to be nice to you because I've been mean to you before, but I have never thought that about you ever, that your energy is ever like you never. Even if I disagree with you, I never think that you're negative or dark, or I've never gotten that vibe off you.
It was more internal, I guess. It was, but see, also,
well, you're also a girl too. He's been like that
so
to me.
So is this Siberian.
I probably, you know what, I mean, one,
he's been very dark with me.
He's right, but that's the thing is that, like, dude, I would go to the comedy clubs, and I mean, for the most part, we have to put on our face, and we gotta go out there, and we gotta show everybody, you know, like, I'm a professional, I'm working hard, and I'm doing this, and I think most of us, regardless of how bad our lives are, can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But inside, you know, I was just no confidence talking to anybody, not wanting to be around. And it was because I was talking, my ego was just so strong. And it was like, it was like literally making wars with everybody. It would be like, Jack hates me. Jack doesn't like me because I ran the light, or fucking, and this person, Kate doesn't like me because, you know, of this thing. And it was just, so I was just dealing with so much that really was just me reflecting all the stuff that I feel about myself onto other people.
Yep.
And so when that girl said that, that just changed everything. That was the thing that was like, fuck, man, it's noticeable. And that started me on just, you know, focusing really on how to love myself.
Yeah.
That was the big thing. 'Cause yeah. I just didn't respect myself. I didn't respect my jokes. I didn't respect
I
didn't believe myself at all. Also, I mean, it was like I let the Comedy Central show, instead of being proud of the fact that I sold a show and it got made, I thought everybody was making fun of me because I wasn't the host, and they basically removed me from the show. And I couldn't enjoy anything.
Yep.
You know?
Isn't that crazy, though? That's what I'm saying about this bit. Like, that's the biggest lesson that I think I've had to learn in the last year, is just to not let the business be... The business cannot be what makes you happy or content. Or what makes you happy has to be outside of that. It has to be internal. Because it's like someone said a quote to me that I thought was so amazing, which was, this business is highs and plateaus, and... the high never feels as good, or like the plateau feels so much more terrible than the feeling of success or whatever accomplishment you get when you're doing well. Like, and it's really real to me. Like, something amazing will happen and I'll be on cloud nine about it for a couple days. But then I tend to focus career-wise on the plateau, on I'm not doing enough. This isn't happening fast enough. And that's why, like, I finally stopped and... that's why I just started listening to my body. Like, if I don't want to do a spot for 3 or 4 nights, I just don't anymore. Yeah. I used to scramble. I used to be like, I have to. If I miss a week of the podcast, I used to really beat myself up. Now I'm like, you know, this week I needed it. Like, I'm just trying to listen to what's making me feel good.
Yeah.
And when people are like, what's your goal? I'm like, my goal is to be happy today. Yeah, I don't even think anymore.
I think all of us are really unhappy with our situation. Like, 5 years ago, if I said, dude, I want to go on the road, and now I'm on the road, but now I'm just like, I want more.
Yep.
We're always bitching about something, and that's why we're never happy. We're never satisfied, because we just keep wanting to go higher and higher and higher. So there's never really, we're never going to stop. So that's why we're always so fucking hard on ourselves. You know?
I think I read this. This is something that has really worked for me now, which is, they put it into perspective of, like, it's like, you know, getting not winning something, but getting, you know, your career, like booking something is like Christmas, right? And so think about our careers as Christmas, where you're waiting, and then you have Christmas, and then you got to start waiting again. And it's just that buildup. So just make every day Christmas, because it's the work, it's not the reward. So if you can just learn to focus on, you know, we've made it. Keep this in mind, guys.
It's
we know, true. Dude, we've made it. Yeah. We are all doing what we love every single night. We are performing for you know, millions of people online, and then, you know, in front of us, and we're hanging out with some of the funniest people in the world. We all have our own projects. Like, that's what you need to love. So when you do get something, it doesn't affect your flow. You're already, you know, you're already just constantly like, this is great. Oh, I got something great. Well, guess what? I'm excited about being able just to go do this shitty room, because we get to do that.
Yeah.
That's the big thing. And it, trust me, it is so hard to shut off your ego and be like, you know, that person got it and not me. But you just have to realize that it's like, that's how you're never going to enjoy this. You know, because you are touring and I'm touring, and that's all we've ever wanted.
Yeah.
Unless you want to be Kevin Hart big, like, which I would never want.
I don't either.
I mean, I want, you know, Kevin Hart, like, money. Big money. I mean, I love that. But there's ways of getting, dude.
Yeah.
If I can just tour, act every once in a while, and do this podcast, and be able to, like, have a family, have kids, because I want those, And just be like good, like in the sense, pay my taxes and fucking be out of debt. And like,
you're right, though.
That is all I want.
Me too.
Even do a little bit of volunteer work too.
Jack.
He's right.
He's serious.
Be of service. Yeah. If you can be of service too, that's huge as well. And even if like,
I agree.
If you guys go, like, I know I see you guys do the Christmas at like the Laugh Factory.
Oh, yeah.
That's really helpful for those people.
Yeah.
And it's like,
or give blood. I like to give blood.
Really?
That's easy.
I mean, it's just filled with like lime and tequila and fucking ginger ale.
Actually, the first time I went to give blood, I go give
blood.
Like,
uh-uh, girl, nah, we good. Yeah. You're like, come on! Come on! It's hey, true. What is blood? You're probably wearing a bikini with floaties, I bet. Like,
I actually did do that once.
Of course you did. Of course you did.
But you do have to, when you go in to give blood, one of the questions they ask you on the survey is if you've had sex with anyone who's been paid for sex in the last year. And I was like, oh, I definitely have.
is that when you were with the
back then with the porn guy?
Yeah, I remember that one time we all hung out at Brad's pool, and I was just like, the whole time I was looking at him, I was like, I've seen him fuck many, many times.
I forgot.
I've learned a lot from this guy.
That's right. Yeah, it is actually so bad I can't watch porn anymore because like every porn I know the guy.
You met the guy?
I forgot met him.
I met him. Way, she brought him to Brad's like little like
barbecue.
Memorial Day barbecue.
Was that the day the Chipotle incident happened?
No, that's a different one.
Oh my God.
What's the Chipotle incident? Now I gotta know this.
It's a whole bit I do on stage.
Oh, all right.
All right, guys, let's take a moment here to talk about Quip, the toothbrush that I love. I talk about it all the time. They're a huge supporter of the podcast. Why do I love Quip? It's easy to travel with. That's my favorite reason. There are lots of reasons to love it. People brush too hard, and sometimes electric toothbrushes are too abrasive, but Quip is not. It's gentle. It's soft. It pulses every 30 seconds to remind you to switch sides. You know, sometimes you guys, a lot of you are brushing your teeth hungover. You might forget to brush half your mouth. Not with Quip. That's right. It pulses when you switch sides. Plus, 90% of us don't brush our teeth for 2 minutes. I know I am guilty of that. And the Quip times it out. So if all you have to do is hit start, you brush your teeth, you get your 2 minutes in. Guys, what's easier than that? Brush heads are automatically delivered to you every 3 months as recommended for just $5. So guys, go get a Quip toothbrush. Take care of your mouth. When you're on a date, you want to have good teeth, clean teeth, and Quip is the way to do it. That's why I love Quip. They're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals, and Quip starts at just $25. If you go to getquip.com, getquip.com/datefails right now, you get your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/datefails. Guys, do it. Don't let me down. Support our sponsors because they're supporting the show. All right.
It's just there was a porn guy. I hooked up with more than one porn guy. There's a porn guy I hooked up with only once who, long story short, afterwards, he wanted me to take him. We went out for dinner and we went to Chipotle. And when we got to Chipotle, he asked if I could pay.
They fucked first, and then they went to Chipotle.
And he was not good. And he was bad in bed.
That's gangster.
He wasn't even good in bed. Yeah. And I had to buy his burrito. Yeah. And I do a whole, but the bit is much.
Does that happen a lot with you? Do you find because you're a successful girl, and like some of the guys that you're with, even though they're successful,
they think I have more money than I do.
Yeah, but do they expect you to pay or like how does that work with you?
Well, to be honest, I mean, I haven't dated anybody who makes less money than me in a long time, but.
Fuck yeah, dude.
I mean, it's true.
Fucking,
but there was a guy recently.
Moneybags Jenkins.
But no, but you know, like the guys I date usually are more successful than I am. But there is a guy recently that I was texting with that this guy is so fucking dumb, man, because so many nights I've been buzzed and run into this guy and tried to hook up with him. And there's always something that he fucks it up somehow. So he could have just gotten free sex so many times. But. He recently, I was going to New York, and he was like, take me with you. And he always says shit like that. Like, I think he actually thinks I have money that I'm just going to like I'm going to be a sugar mama. And I was like, you can come out, but you got to buy your own plane ticket. And he was like, you make way more money than me. And when guys say that, I'm like, ugh, gross. Even if the guy's broke, it's gross for a guy to expect you to pay for him.
Or he's married. He doesn't want his wife to know the transaction on his credit cards.
Oh,
I mean, it's Chipotle. Is that really like fucking different, like...
Right?
That's our place.
Yeah.
Who do you go to Chipotle with? That's our place.
But also the
thing... You better go to Baja Fresh to switch it up.
I know.
You know?
The Chipotle guy also, on the way to my house...
Like, I know his work. That
guy's good. He said, I just got off work. Can I use your shower? So I know he got paid that day. So that guy made me pay for his burrito, and he
ooh, I feel dirty right now.
I know.
I
but porn
dirty.
Guy, porn guys don't make money.
I can't say that because I hooked up with a porn star. I don't know if she had worked that
I'm
day.
I'm sure.
Actually, no, you'd be surprised. You'd be
no,
surprised.
I wouldn't.
I've hooked up with only...
Six.
Two.
I remember who.
32. Who?
I don't know. I'm just kidding.
Only okay. two?
I remember one time you brought one to the club.
To the,
she might have been a stripper.
No, she was in Playboy. It was when this girl, Tess, I met her... This is a long time ago, but she was gorgeous. But
I love her.
Not Tessa.
Oh,
not Tessa.
Wrong girl.
It's a different one.
I like
Tessa.
Her.
Tessa was great.
Yeah,
Tessa is fantastic, and we still keep in touch every once in a while. We just weren't right for one another. Like
right.
there's no there. There was we just wanted different things, and it's unfortunate because I really enjoy spending time with her, but. You know, it was just one of those things, man. Like she was 24, 25, 23, whatever, when we met. And I just, when I was with her, I was unfocused on my career. And that just, I can't have that in a relationship.
It's so hard to be in a relationship when you're also like really working on your career. Like, I feel like you might get to a point where you're successful enough to where it doesn't have to be your full focus.
Yeah.
But for me, even right now, like, there's been a couple guys I start seeing that I like, but I just can't give them the time they want. Like,
yeah.
they want a relationship, like a real one. I just don't have time right now.
Well, what is, let's ask this question. What is a real relationship and, like, what needs to be done? Because I think that you can be a boyfriend, girlfriend and be in a relationship, but only spend, you know, 2 days a week. You don't have to hang out every
night.
Even
2 days a week is a lot.
Yeah, but I think there are nights that we can just go and do a spot and come home.
Oh, that's true.
You know what I mean?
That's
like,
true.
Dude, we're not done that late. That's what I want right now. Like, I have cut off all promiscuous sex. And that's not saying if a girl that's very attractive. But that's the thing. If they came up and,
Josh
and we
is like,
were vibing.
Disclaimer, I will fuck you if you're hot enough.
Yeah. I'm a man and I still have needs, but I'm not out seeking it anymore.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like,
I'm not like thinking. I used to think about it nonstop, and that was like literally all that was on my brain from like, you know, 18 until
now. Just kidding.
No, I'd say, no, probably about you're almost right. Like probably about like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And then and now it's so it, like if I did hook up, it would just be this. I'm vibing with her. She's vibing with me. We can tell. That's going to be very quick and very fun.
Very quick.
And, you know what I mean? Quick in the idea of I'm not going to stay up until 4 in the morning
trying to
get ass. That's what I'm saying.
Fuck that.
No,
if I'm having a random one time, he better stay up.
Till 4?
Fuck.
To fuck?
If it's going to be one time, see, that's the difference for me. I feel like if it's going to be a one time thing, it better be like mind blowing. If it's like one and done and he like passes out, then I'm like, what a waste.
If it's one and done, we don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. But as a girl,
right.
That to me is like a trip to the spa. I'm like, I want the full package.
If we're going
to
hang out again, we're putting it down.
The last
That's
real
true.
Hookup I had, which is what started all this, which was probably about 8 months ago. I'd say maybe eight. I don't even know. I feel like maybe it's coming up on a year. But I did a show, and this the next day I got a message on Instagram, and it was this very beautiful girl, and she was like, hey, you know, I saw you last night. I think you're great. I'd love to hang out with you. And I was like, cool. And I was like, showed Byron, and Byron's like, well, you know, you see if she wants to go out tonight after our show. And I did. And she was like, yeah, let's meet. And we went to La Poubelle. And I met for like, I just set it up for dessert. I was like, cause I had her just eat. And if you want to eat, and she was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And she shows up, and immediately after talking to her for like 10 minutes, she was like, She's like, I was like, what do you do? And she's like, well, I'm a stripper. And I just look at the waiter. I'm like, check, please. You ready to go back to my house? Because I want you to meet the dog. And
meet the dog. Yeah, that's
and it worked. It worked. Yeah. And she's like, of course.
Then she gets there and there's no dog. You're like, that's what I call my dick.
Mm-hmm. And immediately we're having sex within the first half hour of meeting.
I have never done that.
Really?
No, I've done it on the first night, but it's never like that fast. It's always like, you know, we at least hang out for an hour or two, a couple hours, talk. And then even then, I'm always like, yeah, I'm not going to fuck you. I'm not going to fuck you right up until the minute I'm fucking.
And next thing you know, you're like,
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Yeah, because I really never think I'm going to.
Do you have a condom?
I brought a guy.
I never do this.
Dude, I brought a guy back to my hotel room.
I never do this.
It's true, though. I've only done it twice that I actually fucked a random like that. I brought a guy back to my hotel room in New York City. This is like so awful. I brought a guy back to my room in New York thinking maybe I'd hook up with them. And then once I got there, I'm like, I don't want to hook up with this guy. So then he was like, so what do you want to do?
Oh, fuck. And what did you do?
I said, you want to do a podcast.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. You told me about that.
Could you imagine?
I mean,
poor guy.
Did you do the podcast?
No, because then one
day. Just a raging heart on the whole time. He can't answer anything properly because all the blood's gone down to his dick.
We kind of started, and then I was like, we're both drunk. This is a bad idea. I kicked him out.
Do you want to help me pack?
Jesus.
I felt really bad.
Yeah,
I felt bad.
Well,
he couldn't be mad because I don't know. I mean, I didn't know what to do, man. I didn't want to hook up with him all night. I kind of knew I didn't want to, but then sort of I was like, maybe. I just wasn't sure. And then I didn't know till I was in the moment.
You know, you made the right decision for you at that moment. If the guy doesn't care, the guy, that's who gives a fuck? You know what I mean? It's like you have the right to do that. So
that does suck, though. I feel bad.
It would suck to be the guy.
Yeah, totally.
It would suck to be the guy.
It happens all the time.
It happens all the time, dude.
I know.
I'm used to it.
Right before I hooked up with that chick, I remember I was in Phoenix for the All Things Comedy Festival, and there was two girls that were literally like throwing themselves at me, and they were both, you know, they were both very sexy in their own way,
mm-hmm.
but I immediately, you know, go back to their place, and they're just so like annoyingly young, and I'm not trying to shit on them because they're probably, one's like a school teacher, the other one, I think they're both school teachers, to be honest with you, and they were like, they were fun for 22, 23-year-olds for them. We're not vibing on a conversation level. Yeah. Like, it is really cut and dry. Like, I'm here to fuck one of them. And eventually the one girl, I guess, just kind of, you know, concedes, you know, to the race. She's like, I'm going to bed.
You guys gave up?
Yeah, she gave up. I was trying to get both. I was trying to get both, but I got one. And so she goes into her bedroom, and then she comes out in her underwear. She's like, you can stay in my room. And I was like, let's do it. And we start making out, and then she immediately goes, let's just have sex in the morning. And I was like,
what?
That's weird.
And I was just like, oh, man. Like, I'm not a chauvinist. I'm not trying to be a dick. But it was obviously, yeah, dude, it was really weird. And so I go, nah, I'm just going to go.
See, I at least didn't make out. Yeah. Once I make out with them, it's happening.
Totally.
But also to get naked, basically, and then
that's
come
weird.
Out. And then,
why would she
and
do
then
that,
once
I
we
wonder.
Start, I don't know, maybe my moves are off. I don't know. Maybe I'm not good at fingering or something. I don't know.
Like, I don't think that's it.
I have a nice penis, you know what I mean? It's not like bent. It's not like freakish. It's two colors, but I mean, it's a dick.
I've never done that. It's two colors. What are the colors?
One's
not bent.
One's white.
Ooh, bent can be good, though.
Yeah, that's what I heard. But
yeah, bent is kind of great.
Yeah, mine goes to the left. It's called Captain Hook.
See, you want to the right, dude.
Seriously,
you want to the right.
Bent is good.
That's like the guy's dilemma. It's like, mine goes to the left. Every girl wants to the right.
No, we want to the left. I think.
Oh, you do want to
I
the
think
left.
To the left is the way.
Yeah.
What?
To the left, to the left.
Oh my
wall's
God.
On the left.
Yeah, I've never made out with a guy and then changed my mind. Like once, my problem though is like once I get turned on, it's like I'm like feral.
Yeah,
I
dude.
Can't help myself. And then once I break the seal, that's the problem with not having sex for so long. And then when I do it, it's like fucking, like it's all I can think about for a while after that. I just have such an addictive personality. So whatever it is.
Well, you're a very sexual person. You know what I mean? You're very open and in touch with your body. So.
Thank you.
True.
Yeah. Oh. And, you know, you, I mean,
I think we all are. I think most of us all are. I mean, I know that we've all done our things. We've all had fun. I think you're supposed to do it. Like, you always hear those people that get married and they're like, how many girls have you been with? It was like, man, I've been with her and another girl.
That was me.
Like, yeah. So it's like, this is you then exploring and finding out more about who you are and what you want. There's nothing wrong with that.
Exploring.
Jack.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. But I'm weird because I'm like a freak, but I'm so selective. Like, I hardly ever, like, I was just telling Jack on the last episode that Bronston and I sat down and I made a list. I counted out and it's really low. It's sadly low still.
The guys that you slept with?
Yeah, I can still remember them all.
And they all have like Grammys and Emmys and fucking
Porn Awards.
Porn Awards, ABNs, yeah.
That's something I was going to ask you, actually. Go. So you dated Brittany.
I did.
So Brittany Furlan, who just got married to Tommy Lee.
Craziest shit in the world.
Okay, that's what I want to talk about. Please. As a guy, what is it like to have how long did you guys date for?
3 years.
What is it like to have an ex-girlfriend who married someone like that? Is it weird? How is it?
All right, so you guys both have to understand this, of how much I loved Motley Crue.
That's what I was asking.
In elementary school, because I was like, I was really into like heavy metal or hairband metal like very, very early. When I don't even know how old I am. Just to give you an idea, if any fans are out there listening, and I'm just gonna, so you know the timeline when this happened. It's when Dr. Feelgood came out and Poison's Unskinny Bop was out. Just to give you an idea, because I'm watching the American Music Awards in my parents' bedroom on their little TV, and Motley Crue lost to Poison, and I started weeping.
Wow.
Like weeping. And my dad walks in, he goes, oh my God, what's wrong? And I just look at him, I'm like, they lost a Poison. And he's like, who died of Poison? What's going on? Who died of Poison? And I was like, Motley Crue. And so the idea of somebody that I was in love with and we lived together and regardless of how the relationship ended, we're still friends.
Right.
And I have so much love for her because she was there for me when my dad died. And because of how great she was then, regardless if we ended horribly, it's still, there's a lot of love. I helped her with some stuff. She helped me with some stuff. We both grew up together.
You went through such a traumatic time together.
Yeah. But the thing is, it's like, I can look at it and I'm happy for if they're really in love and which I think they are, you know what I mean? But to me, it's only could have happened if I would have followed my dreams. The idea that somebody that I lived with and almost married is now with Tommy Lee.
Wow.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, it actually makes me happy.
It makes you happy?
It makes me so happy.
Oh, that makes me feel good.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going somewhere with this. Okay.
No. I am not.
So it makes
jealous.
You happy.
Oh, we were so done.
But did she
we
know?
No, I know that.
So that is like, all I want is for, she's got such a big heart that all I want for her to be is just to be happy. And if she seems very, very happy right now, and I think it's ridiculous.
Oh, that's good.
It's ridiculous that it's Tommy Lee. But if he's treating her well, and I think like, it's hysterical.
It's so weird, right?
Dude, it is hysterical. That is the only adjective I can think of because it's just ridiculous. Like, you know, if you would have told me, like, when I was watching the American Music Awards and crying, that I was like, Britney's gonna leave me for him.
Mary Tommy Lee.
Like, somebody I date. How? It's just those things that's like, dude, we have the what, 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon? Like, dude, it's 1 degree.
It's insane.
It's 1 degree to get to one of my favorite bands of all time.
When I went back to Chicago for this trip, because I felt a little guilty because my ex-husband was a really big fan of the musician that I went out with.
Sure.
And I felt guilty.
A lot of people are.
But then when I went back to Chicago, it was such a surreal moment because I was like walking down Michigan Avenue towards my college and I told Jack, I was like, it's just so weird because when I was living there, I remember going to see him play.
Yeah.
And then I'm walking down there thinking, regardless of what happened, like,
you had his dick in your hand and mouth.
Thanks, Josh. That's not where I was going.
It's crazy.
It's brought to you by.
That isn't what I was going to say. It's not about his dick. It's more about like the fact that I.
Who are we talking about?
Ryan.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like, dude, that's, it's,
You're listening to a bowling for the 4th of July when the rocket guy's ready to go.
Is that what the song is?
That's one of the songs. Yeah, right, that was one that was popular. This up.
But I felt love guilty. Okay, Josh, stop. 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 Anyway, the point is, but I felt a little guilty about my ex. That's why I asked about the
today is gonna
Josh,
be the day
up.
That they're gonna blow it back to you.
I had a question. I had a question.
Yeah, but he sang that.
Yeah, whatever. Go on, it?
Please.
I had
I'm
a question.
Teasing.
When you were with your ex, were you telling her all you love Motley Crue, like you love them? Does she know that? Did she know that?
I don't know.
Like, were you playing in the shower, like playing songs, and she's like, "Who is that?" And then you're like, "Oh, it's my favorite band."
See, that's why I feel guilty, because my ex introduced me to this guy's music. Like, that's what I was kind of getting to. Is
no,
I
don't think
today's gonna be the day that we're gonna bring it back to you.
I don't think that I don't
I said
think she
maybe.
Knew. I don't think she knew. But the funny thing was, when she posted the Instagram picture of them holding hands, it was just no name, nothing's tagged. But I saw like the star tattoo right there, and it said like Brandon. I immediately was like, "Is this bitch with Tommy Lee?"
Shut up.
What the fuck? And I texted her.
And you started weeping again. You're like, they lost the poison.
Poison. No, I don't think she knew. I don't think she had any idea at all. But you know, it's
well now you can get tickets.
You would think. I want him on my
they're
podcast.
Not on tour, are they?
I know, but he's there. He's done. They're just chilling, man. She's got a. They got a fucking life. I feel like they're always on vacation.
He's always DJing, isn't he? He's
yeah,
DJing.
I think so.
He's always in Vegas.
DJs?
Yeah, he's in Vegas DJing some
like,
parties.
Yeah, he's like a dubstep DJ.
Yeah.
I think Nikki Six is the hot one. He's hot as fuck.
I think they're all attractive in their own way.
Yeah.
You know, except for Mick Mars. Mick is the guitarist. He's got like spina bifida, and he's just like all crinkly looking. But yeah, dude, they're, you know, it's funny. Like, he's 60 and, you know, she's 31 and it just it's insane. But like I said, it's
you're happy
like,
for her.
I'm very happy for her. I still talk to her, you know, not on the regular since she got with him. It's definitely, we don't talk that often.
Yeah.
And I talk about this on my podcast because we always talk about music. So, like, we talk about relationships. I'm just like, anytime I bring it up, like, he just laughs. It's because it's so funny to him.
Of course.
That and like I said, it's just...
Especially for you, because you love music so much in general. Like, you're just such a music guy. And for your ex to end up with him...
I mean, I'm going to talk about it on stage. I'm going to find a way
to make
it funny. I remember I mentioned it once just by saying, my ex-girlfriend's married to Tommy Lee. And that got a big laugh. Just the idea
of it. You could talk about it in the sense that you're... I don't mean this as... This is, like, from a comedic perspective.
Please.
Not a dig at you. But, like, it's kind of like you're, like, the Tommy Lee if he wasn't famous. Like, to me, you guys are kind of similar in the sense, like, you both have the rock star look, you have the tattoos, you sing in a band, you put together the goddamn comedy jam. Like, you kind of wanted to be the rock star, so she kind of like practiced on you to learn how to get like
That's
the
true.
Real one.
That,
there's something
true.
Funny about
I'll figure
that.
It out. I think it wouldn't be malicious, the
no.
joke,
no.
whatever I do. It's just, but I think it's just.
But like, you have your right to be good, make whatever you want.
Yeah.
Tommy Lee is known for having like a massive dick too. You could say you're like, you have the exact same dick as Tommy Lee or something like
that. I wish. I wish I had his penis, but I don't think I could. I don't want to. No, I don't even know. Like, I'm 5'9 on a good day. So the idea to have like the Tommy Lee size dick would just be disproportionate. To my body.
There's such a thing as too big.
Really?
I've had some that hurt.
Really?
Yeah.
What's the biggest dick you've ever had inside of you?
This stripper in Vegas. Remember that guy Renee brought to the show?
No, I don't.
Renee.
I wasn't there.
Renee Garcia.
Okay.
He introduced me to some dude in Vegas. Actually, I hooked up with
Big
only
Dick
one.
Daryl. Me, Jack, and Kate.
He was a stripper. I was so embarrassed. I can't believe I fucked him, but he looked just like Magic Mike, and he had the moves. And the first night I didn't do it. I was like, I'm not fucking a stripper. And then the second night, I was like, no, okay.
I'm fucking a stripper.
But he had the hugest dick I have ever seen, like to the point where it
like
was
this?
A little painful.
Are we talking like from
I don't
my,
know,
from
10
my
inches
elbow
maybe?
Crease?
I
wow.
don't know. And it
That's
was
a big dick.
Big.
10 inches. Big.
It was so
from
big.
From a white guy, too.
Oh, he was white?
It hurt.
Was he white?
Yeah, he was white.
That's pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty
I fucked him one time. And then actually I was embarrassed because I asked him if he listens to podcasts, because I won't fuck anyone who might listen to this podcast. And he's like, never, nah, I don't do podcasts, whatever. And then I talked about it after and said that it kind of hurt because it was so big. And then he listened to the podcast.
Of course he did.
I was so embarrassed.
And he retweeted it.
Yeah, he was like, he tweeted it out. He's like, yep, yo, I punctured another uterus, guys, with my big dong. Come see me this Friday night at the Sapphire in the small room where we're doing Quigley Down Under.
In the small room.
Down Under Thunder, whatever the fuck it is.
Josh, I love you.
I love you too.
Okay, before we go, because we're running out of time, talk about your new podcast, because it's so cool.
Thank you. It's called The 500. It's a record book club using the greatest recorded music in the history of mankind. I'm going through Rolling Stone magazine's list of the 500 greatest albums. I sit down with huge comedians, actors, and musicians. They listen to the record, and then I break the record down and use the song meaning and the facts from the album as like a roadmap to interview them. And
it's
great, man. We just signed a deal with Spotify, and it's getting good numbers now, but they're gonna help it really get us out there. And I've never been happier doing something. It's
brilliant.
Thank you.
It's such a good idea.
It's like there's so much music that we don't know. Do you know what I mean? Like especially people look at me and they're like, "Oh, well, you probably know everything." And I'm like, "Dude, I've
never thought you know everything." Just
about music. I meant specifically music.
Oh, okay, just making sure.
But you would assume, like, that's the thing, is that my buddy Angelo, who's no longer with us, used to just school me because I never knew certain bands, certain albums, and he died in 2012, and I probably when I started working on myself, I just was like, I want to be moved every day. I want to feel as human as possible. And musically, I just always listening to the same shit. I wasn't experiencing anything. And so I saw the list and I was like, I'm going to listen to an album a day. And I started posting about it on Soch. And Jim Jefferies like reached out to me and he was like, dude, the Stone Roses record is my favorite record of all time. I've got all these stories. Oh, it just brings back so many memories. And then it was like that moment. You're like, my God, that's the podcast I have to do. And then it's been literally since I came up with the idea in, I think, like June, July. It's just, I've just been working on it nonstop, and I'm really excited to see it
grow. I love that you're
and,
counting down, too. And aren't you counting
down? Well, that's the thing.
500?
Yeah, but that's the thing, Kate, is that, like, if I started at one, everybody knows those records. Like, I even kind of know some of them. I've listened to the whole thing. But this was about me really finding out about shit I had never heard of. And by going, you know, also...
Oh, wait. So are you starting at the last... Oh, you're starting at the... I thought that you were just counting down episode number-wise. I didn't realize you were counting down the actual list.
It's 500 was Outkast, Equemini, and then it's 499 and so on and so forth.
Do you have to find someone who knows that record, or do you assign someone the record?
A little... It's both ways. So okay. If I can... Like, I have, you know, like, what I'll do is, because sometimes it's hard. Like, sometimes it's like, all right, well, who the fuck knows
Gang
of Four?
That's what I mean. Right.
And I can only search for so long. But then there's, like, comics. Like, I had Karen Kilgariff because I just wanted to sit down and talk to her. And so I gave her that record. But the thing is, we both became fans of Gang of Four.
That's what I think is kind of cool. Yeah, you could even introduce the record to
it's,
people.
It's, dude, it's an introduction. I can't tell you how many people have messaged me with, thank you for doing this, because I never would have heard Steve Earle, or I never would have heard Mott the Hoople. And that's the way I feel, because I love everything. Like, I'm not, this is not some pretentious show where we're like really being like, you know, critical about something. I'm enjoying it. If I don't like something, I say it. But I'm literally there to experience, because I think, as you guys know, there is no better feeling than when you find that song that gets into your soul and it just sits there, and then everything in your life is better, where you're just happier because you can't wait to listen to it. And that's what I want America and the world to do along with me, is just to put this music in front of you. Listen to the podcast. It's incredible. I spend a lot of time working on it, and I think it shows, and I think people are really gravitating towards it.
Yeah,
so
it's awesome.
Thank you, darling.
I'm happy for you. You're welcome. Well, guys, we're out of time. Sadly, Jack has to pick up his child from school, so he has dad duties.
Dad duty.
But Josh, I love you. Thank you for coming and
my
doing
pleasure.
This.
Thank you for having me.
Guys, follow Josh. Check out his podcast. Follow Jack.
Thank you.
And we'll be back next time. Bye. Bye.